Good morning, Seedbed. What a delight and honor to be with you today. We're going to continue our journey through the Psalms as we're doing on the Lord's Day. Today we'll be looking at Psalm 32. And just as a reminder of the great purpose of this journey, is we believe that Christ meets us in the Psalter, and there he takes up our sorrows and our joys as our priest and our redeemer. Thanks be to God. Julie, read for us Psalm 32.
Psalm 32, a Maskil of David. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent about my sin, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters, they shall not reach him, for you are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Don't be like a horse or a mule without understanding, who must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Throughout the history of the church, seven of the Psalms have been regarded as special penitential Psalms. That is, Psalms that call forth a reflection to enter into the life of repentance. Psalm 6, Psalm 32, Psalm 38, Psalm 51, Psalm 102, Psalm 130, and Psalm 143. So this psalm is the second of the penitential psalms. And here in Psalm 32, we see laid out before us the basic grammar of the penitential life. That is, the nuts and bolts, what it really means to live the life of repentance. Some regard repentance as merely the doorway into salvation, and do not associate it with our ongoing lives, day and night, in the presence of God. However, this psalm links together the, quote, first half of the gospel, that is to say, justification, with the second half of the gospel, that is, sanctification. Verse 1 begins with celebrating the blessedness of forgiveness. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered, the psalm opens up. Then the psalm just explodes with an overflow of words outlining the glorious truths of justification and, frankly, the perils when we fail to confess our sins. Confessed sins are forgiven. Confessed sins are covered. Confessed sins are no longer counted against us, verse 1, verse 2. Sins that we fail to confess will cause our bones to waste away and for us to groan all day long. A lot of illness is caused because we refuse to confess our sins. We carry that inside of us. It's a huge burden to carry around unconfessed sins, bitterness, burdens like that. In fact, he says that these sins lie heavy upon us and our, quote, strength is sapped, verses 3 and 4. But through confession, we're able to re-enter the life of one justified before God. This is all the glorious first half of the gospel. But then in verse 8, the psalmist makes a really important shift. Now we find the justified, forgiven person is being instructed and taught and given counsel as to what it means to actually live and to truly enter into the righteous life. As Christians, of course, we are never less than forgiven sinners. But God has so much more for us. We are called to abide in Him and to embody reflections of His righteousness. After all, forgiveness is wonderful, but fellowship with God is even greater. We should not be, this is what the psalmist tells us this, we should not be like the mule who resists God's discipline and instruction and will not come to God when he calls. This is verse 9. Discipleship is much more than sin management, God, you know, dragging us away from a sin. It's moving from being captivated by the gravity of sin, being captivated by a whole new gravity, the gravity of holy love. This psalm sees the whole trajectory from justification to sanctification, and indeed, even envisions that final day when we're delivered from not only the guilt and power of sin, but even from the presence of sin. And on that day, and this is the journey we're all moving toward, we shall sing with the psalmist, like the closing verse, "Rejoice in the Lord! Be glad, you righteous! Sing, all you who are upright in heart." That's where we're headed, the joyful marriage of the Lamb and the worship of his eternal nature. But it begins by entering into this life of repentance. Thanks be to God.
Yeah, so now we're going to sing, as the psalm admonishes us to do. We're going to sing through Psalm 32 to the tune of Beech Spring, which may not be as familiar of a hymn as some of you, as some of the others, but there is a hymn called "Lord, Whose Love Through Humble Service" that is set to this tune. But it's like a folk tune that actually is a very plaintive and yet familiar sounding tune. So let's sing this to Beech Spring. Blessed is the one whose sin is covered over by the Lord, whose transgressions are forgiven, and whose guilt God won't record. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against him, in whose spirit no deceit or hidden sin is found within. When I held my sin inside me and kept silent in my way, then my bones grew weak and wasted through my groaning all the day. For your hand was heavy on me, day and night my strength did lapse, sapped away as in the heat of summer's hot lethargic grass. Then I told you of my sin and did not hide iniquity. I said, I'll confess my trespass. You forgave, purged guilt from me. Therefore, let a godly pray to you while you may still be found. Surely waters will not reach them, mighty waves that surge around. For you are my place of hiding, you protect me from all strife, and with songs of your deliverance, you surround and keep my life. I will teach and will instruct you in the way that you should go. I will counsel and watch o'er you, the right path to you I'll show. Don't be like the horse or mule that do not understand at all, lest they're led by bit and bridle, they won't come when you do call. Many woes afflict the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love does surround the ones who trust him. Sing, rejoice in God above.
So, brothers and sisters, this day, go to that wonderful hiding place, that place where Christ receives us with joy as we bring our burdens to him and find a new life found in Jesus Christ.
Yes, rest in the Lord's unfailing love for you this day. Amen.
Amen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.